Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
So are we not discussing the important things?
No, we don't.
Okay.
We get to be drunk.
By love.
That's the problem. When people say they are in love,
uh-huh.
they forget. They don't even want to touch, you know, some of those sensitive things. They don't want to touch them because these things may actually jeopardize the whole relationship.
Mm.
They want the relationship at all costs without realizing that this thing is going very far. It must be based on solid ground and solid understanding
mm-hmm.
as you go on, especially when it comes to the issue of finance. Mm-hmm. I remember a situation where this girl was working very good job.
Right.
And then a guy comes and say, you know, I love you. She wants to marry and all that. This guy,
yeah.
it's just, he's basically not working because, you know, what he's doing is just a question of matoho.
Yes.
And all that. And this guy cannot even be able to go and kokota at the lady's home and say, I want to marry you, your daughter. But he keeps mm-hmm. on saying, no, I love him. And then whatever, if he pays a little, but I want to go and stay with him right away.
Hmm.
And did it go on from there? She keeps on giving the money and all that. And then until the guy begins to take the money and goes to bet on it,
uh-huh.
betting and all that, and the buying stuff, even drugs and alcohol,
mm.
and it became very late then when she realized that I made a mistake. But these are the kind of things that people must deal with
at
the very beginning.
Okay.
If somebody says, suppose it's a guy is working and then you must discuss, are you ready to marry a woman who is not working, or okay. you want somebody who will be able to contribute towards your financial
so
affairs?
So you do even
yes.
Okay. So when he proposes,
yes,
you have to be ready to say, "Wabona, I'm not working.
I'm not working or not. Are you ready to live with that?
Okay.
Yeah, because you cannot go
How far
on
would
together.
We go?
You cannot go on together unless you agree on some of these important
okay.
things. So it is very important. That's why it's important also to this issue of saying a marriage regime are we getting into? Are we getting into community property, or is it going to be?
That is part of the finances.
That is part of the finances because you mustn't find yourself, you are married in community of property, and people don't even understand what it means. There are people who are married in community of property, but you find somebody still saying, no, don't ask me about my money. It's not your money alone
anymore.
Because you are married in community of property. So you find that there's one who must disclose how much they spent, what is this item here where you had dinner and you paid 2,500 rands? Who was at the dinner and all that? The other one doesn't want to. You mustn't even ask as to pay slip yaha. You know, you don't have to know about that. No, it cannot be. That's a disaster waiting to happen.
Mm.
These things, they must be full disclosure before you get married.
Okay.
So that's very, very important because that will tell you as to the issue of where are you going to stay?
Okay.
Because there are people who want to get married, yet they are depending on their parents for everything.
Mm.
Everything.
Mm.
And they want to get married.
Mm.
Are you ready? You must ask the guy, where are we going to stay? Can't we wait until we are able to have a place of our own?
Mm.
You can't just say, no, it doesn't matter.
We'll stay at the back room at my mom's house.
At your mom's house. But remember that another woman's house, it's hers. You cannot have two women running the same house.
Yes.
Definitely not.
Mm.
There's going to be clashes. And at the same time, you must remember you are trying to your relationship with your in-laws as a lady or a guy must remain healthy. But if you bring some burdens that are not necessary there, it's going to sour the relationship.
Sure.
And once it sours the relationship between your spouse and parents, don't think that it's not going to spill into your own relationship in the marriage.
Mm.
So you need to know that. Therefore, you need to discuss that. So
okay.
It is very important to discuss the issue of finances.
All right, let's do this and then continue. And where do we begin when we're talking about our finances as couples?
Okay.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
You're on 657 AM. It is Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. I'm with Advocate Rufus Malachi, and we are talking about all that goes into marriage counseling, but today focusing specifically on finances for premarital counseling. We only think about this when we are already in, which Advocate says it's too late by then. It's too late. So does it help? Because one of the concerns that was there earlier on was that couples do not talk about their finances. So does it help to address that once they are married, or sometimes even after marriage, you find some even falling back and not talking about it anymore?
That's a different thing. That's why the issue of a character, knowing the person, whether this is the kind of a person who doesn't shy away from resolving issues through discussion comes in, because people who all of a sudden don't discuss issues, you should have noticed this as you're in courtship. You should have noticed that this person, once they realize there's something difficult, then they close up, they don't want to talk. You can't have somebody in marriage, there's no such a thing as the right to silence. You don't have the right to keep quiet. You have to resolve things. So people must talk about this at the beginning. They must be able to talk about, as I say, the issue of debts. You are coming with what burden of debt.
Yeah.
And then I'm coming with this much. And then you must also talk about budgeting. Budgeting. And when you budget, it means you bring both salaries together. If you are salaried, you bring that together. You look at your monthly expenses. How much are you remaining with? And are you able to live? What kind of a lifestyle do you want to live? So you need to discuss those things during counseling. That's what we normally do. These are the questions we ask you.
Yeah.
If you don't talk about them, we ask, have you spoken about this? What's actually your plan?
Okay.
And you find that somebody is actually saying, no, apart from this, I'm having my younger sister who is having 5 children, and then I'm responsible for those children.
So this should be disclosed at that
this
time.
This must be disclosed at that very time, so that you may know what you are dealing with. Are you willing to take this, or are you willing to say, so these things you must not shy away from if you want a long-lasting marriage, because this is not a thing that is going to happen for 1 week and that's it. They say take time to know her. This is not an overnight thing, you know.
Yes.
So you have to make sure that these things are discussed. So are you going to be able to continue, or if somebody is having a genuine responsibility, for example, about one of their, either their parents or their siblings financially.
Yes.
You have to just talk about that. Look, I'm having a younger brother who is at university.
I'm taking care
I'm
of
taking
them.
I'm taking care of this person. And this is how much is expected of me.
Uh-huh.
Are you okay with it?
Okay.
And if you are okay with it, and if you are not okay with it, please don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Mm-hmm. There's an echo.
Yeah, you know. I've just dealt with that.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't be afraid of saying, so, this one, I love you, but it seems this one, I may not be able to accept it because I realize that to me, it's not going to be an easy thing.
Sure.
So, if it's a deal breaker, so let it be. But otherwise, if there's an understanding, understand your person that to say, look, there's this thing, they call it whatever tax.
Yes.
I don't want to say the weight. Sometimes it's there, and you find that this person genuinely is having this issue. Can't
from
run
home.
Away. Can't run away from it. We all have it in one way, one form or another. So let's see how we're going to help each other regarding that. The parents, for example, no, I still want to build my
parents a house
and all that.
Yes.
Okay, how far is it? How long is that going to take? And how is that going to impact on our own family? When are we starting a family? People don't even talk about that. For example, people want to get into marriage, and all of a sudden they want to have a kid. The very first year,
they don't even know each other themselves.
No.
Yeah,
and then they don't even calculate to say in 3 years how much of responsibility is that going to be, going to taking the child to a crèche, to school, and stuff like that. A lot of couples do fight.
Yes.
Later on in life.
Sure.
Because of financial strain that weighs on them in a big way. So these things must be dealt with right at the very beginning.
You know, Muruti, one of the things that couples are told to do is that they need to sit down and say, okay, I'm taking care of my parents. If one is already taking care of their parents, for example, when they get married, then they have to sit down and say, because you are taking care of your parent, let's continue taking care of your parent. But we also take care of mine.
You know, marriage mustn't be a competition.
Okay.
The moment there's a competition, then it's headed for disaster. Malapa halikani, is they normally say. Families, the family dynamics are different. I mean, one may be coming from a well-off family financially.
Yeah.
And the other one coming from a relatively poor family. If you say you love a person, you must understand them
where they are coming from.
Okay. And there's nothing wrong in saying, we are going to take care of your parents, but not necessarily the other spouse parents, because they don't need that. They are okay. So, and there shouldn't be an issue of even from the parents saying, no, you're always taking care of those. But yes, they are in need. So, and this person, my spouse was taking care of this parent. I found him or I found her doing that. Why should our marriage be a curse and not a blessing to these people? We must continue like that. So it's not a question of a tit for tat.
Mara, okay, now, because now we're talking finances here, premaritally, when we find that that is happening, should now we go to the other family and explain, Rabo Sibongile has been taking care of the family. I'm going to continue because this is the situation. We will not be able to help Kamogai, right? Because I think that's where sometimes the problem comes from the family members of this, the other one, the other party, to say, aha, you're taking care of her parents. What about us?
No, the thing is, if there was some form of assistance from both sides at the same level, let it continue. There shouldn't be
But if it's not on both sides, one-sided.
If it was one-sided, let it continue to be. Why should all of a sudden there be any need which was not there on this side? It is being created just in order to
But do you need to disclose to that family, your spouse, to say, because sometimes that's where the fights come in when they find out.
Not necessarily, because remember, I always say,
By the way,
marriage is for girls.
Yeah.
Marriage is for men and women
who are mature,
who are able to take their own decisions. Uh-huh. You don't have to report every little thing that's happening in your marriage to your parents or to your siblings. No, you have got the right to take decisions.
To silence.
You have the right to it's not silence. You have you have got the sovereignty, you have got the freedom, you have got the right to run your own family. Your own way.
Yeah.
You are not going to allow your rahadi or even your mother to say, why is this child going to this kind of school? Why don't you take him to this school here close to home? No, it's the way I have decided with my wife. We can afford to take this child to a private school. Don't tell us it's a lot of money. It's our money.
Right.
You see?
Yeah.
If we want to assist you, we'll assist you. But you are not going to tell us how we must run our affairs, how we must do our investments and all those kind of things. Mm. The problem, especially with the black people, is that you find a 40-something-year-old who still have to take instructions, let me put it that way,
where their finances are concerned.
They're
from
concerned.
Mom and dad.
Yes. Why they regulate this big car?
Yeah.
And all that. No, but even that one, you know.
This brand. Why not
yes,
that brand?
Exactly. So those kind of things. You must be able to say. You must check on your spouse when you are dating, whatever you call it in courtship, to say,
yes,
is this person, or is this the man that I found that he can be able to correct his mother when she's crossing boundaries she shouldn't cross?
Eish.
Definitely. It's not. There's a difference between respect, honoring your parents, and giving in to becoming a child perpetually, being a perpetual child. You cannot do that. You must be able to say, the reason why I'm getting married is because I realize I am grown up. In my own right, I can run my own family. If I want an advice from you,
I'll come for it. Yeah.
That is a very, very, very important thing. That's why you find that people are having a problem, especially even when they want to. When the issue of lobola is coming in, you find that there are certain parents, families that become unreasonable and saying, no, remember, you are having this doctorate or master's degree, therefore your husband must pay us 350,000.
So do you have the right as a woman to say, no, we go down, please?
Definitely. Actually, it's your duty.
All right.
It's your duty to say,
he cannot.
My person cannot be able to do that.
Yeah.
Can we be reasonable? Then they'll come all over. No. You just want to, you know, you're just selling yourself short and stuff like that. They tell them, look, I'm not for sale. I'm just doing this because I respect you. I want to do things the right way. Can you please go down a little bit so that? Because it's not like it's bound
to me.
I'm not the only person he can get married to.
Sure.
If you are going to make things difficult for me, it means you don't love me.
Sure.
So then you have to be that kind of a person who is going to help your future husband to say, I've spoken to them, and then he will also appreciate you to realize that I'm having a wife here who will stand up for me in any difficulty, so that our financial situation must not begin on a negative.
So most of the marriages would start on a negative from there?
Yes, definitely.
From the Lobola negotiations?
Yes, definitely. I know a lot of them. Mm. That ultimately resulted in a marriage no longer going on because the guy simply said, no. We are having some of these challenges, but another challenge is that, remember, your parents think that they found the gold mine in me. I'm not prepared to do that. And people go their separate ways.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Mm.
So it is important to talk about these things when people are getting married.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter whether you are getting married for the first time or not, whether it's for the second time or not.
Uh-huh.
No. You must, even if you are, it doesn't matter whether you are 20, whether you are 30, 40, yes. 50, 60, whatever.
Mm.
As long as you intend getting married, you need to get counseling, premarital counseling.
So you need to have premarital goals, premarital financial goals.
Definitely.
Like you said, where are you going to live?
Yes.
How many children?
Yes.
Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Schools, where they're going to go.
Yes.
Okay. So how important is it then in the disclosure of history about my financial history as your spouse to be?
The importance of
debts. Yeah.
No, that is very, very important. If people love one another, they will be, you know, the Bible says they were naked and they were not ashamed.
Mm.
There's nothing wrong in stating that, you know what, I messed up in my life.
Mm.
I don't know whether you'll be able to put up with a person like me.
Mm.
And you detail exactly, you know, I once took a car. I was under peer pressure, and then it was repossessed. You know,
and I'm still paying.
Oh, I am on ITC. What do you call it? Yeah,
debt review.
I'm listed and all that. Okay. Therefore, I'm not. I don't qualify for.
This is how much I earn.
And this is how much I earn, and these are my debts per month. And then at the end of the day, I'm left with this. Mm. Even if you are left with a negative,
be honest.
You must be honest. If somebody laughs you, they will just understand what am I dealing with. That's it.
It's a tough one. Negative.
That, remember, all these things are being done to preserve the integrity of the marriage and the longevity of the marriage.
So, if one spouse has issues of abusing, mismanagement of funds and all that, should they disclose? Because there are those who are even going for counseling for that.
If they've been found to have abused funds?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because I've heard of people who get married not knowing their spouses have a gambling problem.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I'm saying. You know, this thing of doing an overnight thing and saying, all of a sudden, you're getting married to somebody you never really took time to know. I mean, those are the kind of things that you can easily, over the time, realize that this person is having a problem.
Mm.
But if you just quickly want to get married, people, especially ladies, be wary of a guy who meets you today and he wants you to marry you tomorrow.
Mm.
Because you will not have been able to find out who this person really is.
Mm.
Today, at least we have what social media. Go to this person's posts. Go to this person's Instagram.
Mm.
Go to Facebook. Talk to people around. If you are from, is far from where you stay, talk to your friends who are living in that area. And at least there's something that you can work on.
Okay.
Apart from what you are just going to be told by him.
Mm.
Have an idea of the kind of person you are getting yourself into with. Because in most cases, people who wants to rush into marriage, especially guys, these are people who know that they've got a lot.
Okay.
And they are looking forward. And in most cases, they won't rush into marrying somebody who is poor.
Mm.
They would like to rush into getting married to somebody who has got the know-how. I remember some years ago, in church, there was this young lady. She was still young then, but she was a widow already. And she meets a guy from some country in Africa who says, I want to marry you. And then she says, no, okay, let's go on for some time knowing each other. We'll decide like whether we can marry or not. And the guy knew it, all the information about her. And then all of a sudden he begins to say, no, let's go to Home Affairs and get married. Remember, he also wants some papers.
Yes.
To stay in South Africa.
Yes.
She said, no, let's continue. It's too soon. Let's continue and get to know each other very well. I can't just, you know, just like that. And then ultimately, when he came back to her, he said, you know, you are the first South African girl that is clever that I've ever met. So the guy was there to get married, and his motive was very clear.
Hit and run.
Yes.
Sure.
So there are many people who...
And because she's widowed, she might have some investments from the husband released to her.
Exactly. She had the house, she has a car, she has got... She was okay.
He also gets the ID.
Yes. And he is not, you know, he has nothing, but now he's got the jackpot. And then he must be able to get that. So people must be very, very wary about that. You must find yourself, must ask yourself if maybe you are getting into a second marriage or so. Am I getting out of the frying pan into the fire or not? Because that can be very devastating because you have experienced a heartbreak of sort. And now you continue to ignore the red flags. You are desperate. You want to get married again. And then those kind of questions that we've been saying people must ask, you ignore them. And when you get in there, you find that actually what you once experienced was what they call a Sunday Sunday school picnic, something like that.
Yes.
So it's not right because you end up being sick, you'll end up being depressed, and it's not worth it. Marriage must be a place where people will enjoy their lives, where you've got somebody that you can trust,
right?
Somebody that you can live with, then somebody who can add some value to your life, help you where you are weak, and you are also allowed the space to have your input in order to improve their life where it's necessary.
Sure.
So it is very important. You must also talk about the issue of the baggage, the previous baggage. What are you coming with? I mean, I'm coming with I'm coming with 6 children, and then how many are you having? I've got none. I was in a situation like that, where somebody came to me and said, no, here's a man who wants to marry me. This woman was never married before. But the guy is coming, he's divorced, and he's having 6 children. And he is expecting this woman, who never had a child herself, to inherit these children and take care of them as their mother. She had never...
She's never been mothered anyone.
Yeah. And for that matter, he doesn't want to state it clearly what the relationship with the mother, with the children of, with the mother of these children is. Because there are others who would be coming while they are still having some sort of a relationship with their exes. And then you find yourself being in between. Are you able, do you have the stomach to inherit 6 children when you never had a child yourself? Before you say so, you must really take time. You must pray, as we said the other time. And I don't think that's advisable, especially if you find that the person who's coming to you, like in this case, was actually was a bully. The woman wouldn't have any say. So our advice was, look, that's a non-starter.
Yep.
Because... And she was angry. with us to say. But here's an opportunity. Here's an opportunity, and people are telling me not to take it. You know what? When we love you, we have to tell you the truth.
The truth as is.
As it is. So that in future, you mustn't say, they didn't tell me the truth, and look where I am right now. So it is very important.
All right.
Yeah. So, yes. That is it on the issue of finances, especially.
Okay.
Yes.
Disclosure. Honesty.
Mm-hmm.
History.
Yes.
Goals.
Yes.
Are you supposed to like set goals? How many cars? What cars as well?
Of course.
Okay.
Right. In marriage, it's for the long haul.
All right.
Then it means you must discuss those things which you think are, you know, non-issues, and those things that you really feel your life depends on it.
All right.
This is the only person you can talk to about anything and everything.
Mm.
Instead of going to talk to friends or, you know, somebody, this is the person that you must interrogate the issues of life with.
Mm-hmm.
The good, the bad, you know, the ugly, the, you know, the small, the great plans, the ambitions, the vision, and all that. Everything must come to the table if you want to go on a journey together.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Advocate, for this afternoon. And yes, my family, he is Advocate Rufus Malaji. He is available on 071-264-3860 during office hours. 071-264-3860. And yes, this is how we are wrapping up our focus on finances under the preparation for marriages and the marriage counseling itself. Thank you so much, Advocate.
Thank you so much. I'm grateful. I trust that those who have been listening will take this to heart, because honestly, marriage is not supposed to be
a burden.
It is today, or a curse. That is, it's supposed to be a blessing.
All right.
But if we ignore important things like counseling, we are setting ourselves up for failure and for heartache.
Amen to that. And we leave you with the sounds coming there from Tepo Prize. I give you all, as we say hello to Germany, Johan Else, and Ntlantla Habile on the controls.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs, or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.